Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tea with Ree. I am your esteemed host, comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Tea with Ree. All of my people that are streaming live, thank you so very much for tuning in. We love you. We love you to pieces. So make sure you tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody that you're streaming with Ree. I got my girlfriends, my best friends, they here cutting it up with me tonight. And we just happened to come across some funny shit that Mr. Mike, Mr. Petty Jones put up on Facebook. You know, he is one of the comedians on my label, Gatsby Smile Entertainment. He is stupid funny. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him on Facebook. His name is Mike, Mr. Petty Jones. Tell him I sent you. Hilarious, hilarious comedian. Like I said, to all my people that are streaming live, thank you guys so very much. To all of my people who are joining us, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We definitely love and appreciate you. As usual, we have to do the things that damn pay the bills. And that is, of course, telling you about Pinkies Up Coffees and Teas. Yes, this is my gourmet line of coffees and teas. You can definitely order yours online at www.mypinkies.com. Make sure you get yours. I love you, ladies. Everybody listen, say bye to my besties. They leave.
Bye, people.
Hey. Bye. Yes, that's my 5-foot besties. I love you guys. We'll link up tonight after the show. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. You know my people leaving the studio. Got to say bye. Anywho, definitely make sure you order your coffee and your tea. The coffee is gourmet. We have Cambodian and African blend. And then the teas, we have a blueberry tisane. This is a phenomenal weight loss tea. You simply drink it. You don't have to exercise. You don't have to go to a sauna and sweat nothing out. You drink the tea. You can drink it hot or cold. My family and my friends like to drink it cold with their liquor as a chaser. Yes, yes, this tea can be used as a chaser. Yes, whoever knew that it had so many different ways that you can consume it. But definitely we typically have the $5 bag at any of my comedy shows. So if you come out to one of my shows here locally in the area, you're able to purchase a $5 bag. All other bags can be purchased online. So remember, www.mypinkiesup.com. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Tea with Ree is on the air. So if you got Facebook, IG, Twitter, you know, Snapchat, get on it. Let them know. So without any further ado, before I get into a full-blown detailed description about myself and who I am, let me introduce my co-host to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Mr. Panty Dropper himself, Mr. Gino V. How are you tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, what's cracking? I'm out here in these streets doing what I do, making it happen, getting this shit popping out here. You know what I do.
Hey.
Straight up.
Yeah. Streets is watching.
The streets is always watching me. You know that.
Hey, man, I thought about you today. I thought about you today when I was on my way home and I seen somebody running from the cops. Yo, like out of nowhere, cops descended. It was like, man, it was about like 7 cops in 30 seconds, and then they added on an additional 5 more that came. Yo, this dude was fighting with the goddamn on jump off boys. We got it all on camera. So I was going to post that video to Facebook, but I said, I'm awake.
Good.
So, I'm going to post it probably late on tonight.
That shit sound like some old San Andreas shit.
Man, yo, shit, they was looking for El Capo. Well, El Chapo, whatever. They looking
okay
for that motherfucker. Whatever,
okay.
Shit. So, Mr. Gino V, in the event that the people have been hiding under a rock and they have absolutely no idea who you are, take 5 minutes of your time, sir. Please tell the people who you are, where you at, and what you do.
Man, y'all already know, man. I'm Gino V. I'm R&B artist, producer, all that good stuff, man. You know, I'm always, you know, trying to find something bigger to do to make, you know, my career jump off, man. So, you know, the next thing we got coming up, I think V-Stats got another show coming up. We'll come. I'm sure Chatham probably, excuse me, Steve Ricardo will probably make that notice. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm out in these streets, man, trying to make something happen with this music thing. You know, just like everybody else. You know, working hard. That's all. You know, I ain't nobody.
I mean, I hear you making moves, man. Ain't no trying to do nothing. You, I heard you. You shaking the goddamn on water, man. You worse than the sharks on the damn North Carolina coast.
Oh man, listen. I'm trying to get there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Trying to get there, and a nigga trying to stay humble out here in these streets. Because if I don't, them feds gonna catch me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them feds to catch me. You know what I'm saying?
I love y'all, feds. You stupid. All right, y'all. That is my brother, my partner in crime, Mr. Gino V. Now we got coming up to the mic, Mr. Habitual Shit Starter, Lon Crawford himself, Mr. Get It Done, Mr. All About Town, Mr. Steve Ricardo Briggs, my nigga. How you doing?
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? I just wanted to inform you, Lady Shamar, that the guy that you seen running from the police earlier today was, in fact, Gino Valentino. He stole the chicken from Popeye's on Hot Pot Road, and they have been looking for him ever since.
Oh, shit. Well, nigga.
He's in hiding right now.
Oh, he's hiding.
Look, diamond me out.
Look, is there a
also,
reward for this nigga?
Nah, not yet, because it was just Popeye's chicken. I actually went up there and paid it for him, but, you know, they said he still committed a crime, so they will have to take him in, you know.
Oh, Gino, damn.
You the one told me to go and do this shit. You said as long as you can get a leg and a thigh. So I went with it.
I did, but I didn't think you were gonna do it though. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think you were gonna do it. You know.
Also,
I'm sitting right here now with El Chapo. Right now, he's sitting in my living room. He's been drinking 40s all day. Yeah, the fence is looking for him, but you know we so deep underground that they'll never find him. Man, El Chapo gave me like $1.5 million. To hide him out, shit. So we here, you know.
I heard that nigga was offering like 5-10 mil for somebody in the U.S. to hide his ass. I was like, look, nigga, you can have a bed. I sleep on the fucking couch.
He found me. So everything's done. He found me.
Yeah, well,
we about
know.
To really turn it on.
Yo, nigga, let me hold something.
Not a problem. Anything you need, you got it.
Cool beans. So, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs. If the people have been hiding under a rock, they don't know who you are. I don't know where they've been. Please take 5 minutes of your time, sir. Explain to the people who you are and what it is that you do.
You already know, man. I'm your neighborhood promoter. I'm your neighborhood entertainer, man. You know where to find C. Ricardo at any given moment. We at the headquarters, Church Hills. We at the firm. We at Oasis. We at Deja Vu. We about to go to this pool hall, the Carolina Cantina, man. We about to turn up. If you know anything about pools, you better meet us there the last Tuesday in this month. We're going in on these pool tables. We're calling it mini skirts and pool balls. And we're just going in. We're going to have a good time, man. We all over the city. Y'all already know, man. Find us on social media. Always stick with us, man. If I bring you to it, trust me, it's going to be in a grown folks affair. We love it. We love it. We love it. Thank y'all so much for the support, man. We're going to keep doing it. I love y'all.
Hey, so that's Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, my nigga. So again,
hey, where you and the 5 feet ladies going when y'all leave? Me and Gino want to hang out too. What's up with that?
Man, come through, man. We're gonna be over at George K's with R&R Productions where they unwind Thursdays. Over there, listening to a little live music. You know, we doing a grown woman style. You know, they said it was the men with some money out there. So you know, I'm finna go put my fucking girls dress on. You know, I got my hair marinated.
Oh.
Yes. I got my hair marinating right now, you know. I'm going to go out there,
you know.
To check out the spot. You know
yeah,
how I
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anywho, we're going to go ahead. Oh, no, let me do an explanation of who I am. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have been hiding under a rock, first of all, I want to say hello to our favorite congressman. He is on the line. Hello, sir. We thank you for tuning in. We love you.
Hello,
no,
Mr. Congressman. Hello,
you.
Sir.
Yes, yes. You know, and then to all of my listeners, we do have sponsorship packages. If you would like your business, your group, your event to be, you know, shouted out on the air, understand we have people that have listened to the show all the way in Africa, Atlanta, Charlotte. If you want your business to get notoriety, to get mentioned, you know, to put you out there, definitely look into our sponsorship packages that we do have. We'd be more than happy to do that for you, as well as, you know, advertise you on our Facebook page. You know, Mr. C. Ricardo Briz got like 3,000 friends. He could have 5,000, but he won't let motherfuckers in. Gino V got like 2,000-3,000, and I'm at the max. So, you know, you're gonna reach a plethora of people. You know, so if a sponsorship is something that you're looking into, definitely reach out to Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, my nigga, or reach out to Mr. Gino V or myself, Comedian Lady Shamar. You can find me on Facebook under the name Sheree Martin. That is spelled S-H-A-R-R-I-E, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. If you send me a friend request, of course, I'm at 5,000 people, so just shoot me a message like, hey, I'm listening to your tea, trying to get on your friends list. I'll delete some lonely stranger that just lurks. And let's bring you on in. Now, I cut the fool Monday through Friday on Facebook. Free jokes, free comedy show all day long. So my Facebook page is definitely where you want to be at. But that is what it is, and that's who I am. I am the baddest female comedian this side of the Mason-Dixon line. If you've never caught any of my shows, you are doing yourself an injustice. So the next time you hear Lady Shamar or Gap Two Smile Entertainment is doing an event, a comedy show, definitely make sure that you're out there. All right, so we have gotten all the plugs out of the way, and we did that fairly quickly in like under 15 minutes, guys. I'm pretty proud of us on that one. That leaves us more time for the tea. What y'all think?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Definitely more time. We need all the time we can get. I swear we do. Just when it gets good, the time is up.
And you know what? Let me tell y'all, all of our listeners, let me tell you how I was looking out for my brothers. I figured they would probably want something to drink with the teas today. So I brought in a studio that knew Paul Masson Peach and that damn Pinnacle Vodka birthday cake. And these niggas ain't even they broadcasting live from somewhere else. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and down that liquor myself, you know, handle that. And you know,
nah,
you know how that
nah, don't down it, Jack. Don't down it yet. We coming to the studio. Don't down it yet. Don't down it yet. You know, we had a big day today. We attended a funeral earlier, and you know, I mean, I won't necessarily say I'm down in my spirits, but it was a good friend of mine that passed. So you know, I'm just trying to get my mental state back together. Then we got a midnight rehearsal tonight, so we was just, you know, just more or less like parlaying and trying to keep our bodies and our throats and shit together. But all you had to mention was Paul Masson Peach, and that turns the whole game around.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you go ahead and get yourself together. You unwind and y'all get yourself together.
We need that
over there. We
that pizza to get us together. That pizza.
Yeah,
get us together.
Yeah, yeah.
That pizza get me all the way together. That mother get me all the way together.
Yeah. Listen, what I want to do, guys, I want to hit this first tee, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs. I want you to hit this first tee, and I want you to be the first one to comment on it, you know, and tell us what you think, because this one kind of ran up our alley, all right, from some previous things that we discussed. All right, so everybody that's listening, this is how this works. If you have something that's going on, you need advice, you're in a situation, you don't know what to do, find us on the question. You can request to remain anonymous or not, and then we will read your question live on the air with the T with Ree. If for some reason we start discussing something tonight that you want to chime in on, press the number one key on your keypad. And it will then let us know that you want to say something. We'll bring you live on the air to talk and give us your opinion on that, okay? So, first tea goes like this. Hello, panel. I'm a new listener to your tea as of Tuesday, as well as new to Greensboro. I loved your dialogue so much that I decided to send in a question. I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. Excuse me. And I just recently moved here about 4 months ago. There are a lot of very nice-looking men here. And before I embark in the dating thing, I want some advice. When I was back home, I was very open about my tillet with me and that I told them that I do have herpes. I believe that I lost out on a lot of men when I told them this. Now that I'm here in Greensboro, I don't want that rejection again, so I'm contemplating just not telling them. What's your take on this? Oh, and please leave me anonymous.
Amen. am I going first with this one?
Yes, sir.
I don't think you should steer too far from being honest and upfront about what is taking place. You know, we're all human. We're all human, and herpes isn't a death wish. So I don't think personally you should steer too far from being honest and upfront about what you're doing. I mean, once you research the disease, and once you're able to have a control of the disease, you know, you can be a little lenient to how you, you know, want to tell your sexual partners, I would say, but I don't think you should not tell it. And honestly, like, as we researched and found out, if you have an outbreak, then I don't think you should even be wanting to have sex if you have an outbreak. Like, if you're experiencing an outbreak where you have shit on your vagina, like, why would you even want to have sex? Like, if I was experiencing some shit like that, like, I wouldn't even want to touch anybody or have anybody touch me. Like, that shit would literally just, like, fuck up my mental. So, you know, I mean, if you're being safe, if you're using safe protection when you're having sex, I would say that you could, you know, pick and choose the times that – and I don't want to sound like an asshole. Please, don't take this to sound like an asshole when I say this. But if you were just going to fuck somebody, then I don't, you know, and if you don't have an outbreak and if you plan on using protection all the way through, I mean, there may be no need to say anything. Just do the shit safely. Go on and knock the nigga down and get the hell out the way. Me personally, don't take this from nobody else. This is nobody else's take. What I'm saying is, if it's just gonna be a fuck thing, there's no outbreak going on because you can't catch herpes if there's not an outbreak. If there's not an outbreak, you can't catch it.
No, he said it is hard to catch it without an outbreak. He didn't say it was impossible.
As I further studied the research, and you know I had to because this is a hot topic right now. Trust me, it's very unlikely to catch it without an outbreak. It's a skin-to-skin disease. You have to touch the actual flares in order to catch it, what I'm saying. So me personally, if it's somebody that I'm going to deal with or somebody that I feel like I want to deal with on a constant basis, somebody that I want to see more than once, somebody that I'm hoping to build something with, you have to be honest about what's going on. You have to be, because you don't want shit to take place later on down the line and this person say, well, what the fuck? Why you didn't tell me this shit the first time? But if you're just having some casual sex, one-time thing, like, if you're doing it safely, if you have an outbreak, you know, if you, everything is kosher with you, I mean, I don't really see a need to tell. Just be safe about it. Strap the shit up. Make him strap up. And then that way you that's just me. That's my take. Please don't nobody take what I say as what everybody's saying or how everybody feels, because that's just me.
Okay, Mr. Gino V, Mr. Panty Dropper. I don't even know if I should call you Mr. Panty Dropper on this particular tee. But Mr. Gino V, what is your take?
I'm about to go see Ricardo on this one. He really like explained that this event. So I gotta lean towards what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean she being honest. You know what I'm saying? And if a nigga still wanna lay with her, then you know what I mean? That's a little rough, but I mean he pretty much explained that though, man. For real.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is my take. You need to keep telling them. Okay, because that's just like somebody getting your bank account, getting into it and taking all your money and not telling you. You are straight fucking these dudes, no lube, no pun intended. But if you don't tell them, that is what the equivalency would be. You have to tell these people, these guys that you lay with, that you have a sexually transmitted disease that is not curable. Like, you can't just be sleeping with people, passing and stuff. Because, I mean, you never know. You might run into a guy, and you don't know if you finna have a flare-up. I mean, I've never had, you know, herpes, any of the herpes, but I'm almost positive that you cannot feel, like, the onset of a flare-up. I'm pretty sure you know it when it's there, but I don't believe that there's a way that you can tell, like, a day or so before, you know.
If I'm not mistaken, yes, you can. If I'm not mistaken,
so you can tell like 2 days before your flare up comes.
I don't necessarily know the days or the timing, but if I'm not mistaken, while I was researching, you get this paining feeling in certain areas. It's like a burning feeling in certain areas before the flare comes. So like if it's on your leg or like they said, a lot of them come beside a lot of men's scrotum, you know, the leg area beside the nuts. So you get a burning sensation in that area. It's like the way it explains it. It's like a fire feeling trying to protrude through your skin.
That's fucking disgusting as hell. Like, first of all, I don't want to be burning for no reason. That's why I'm gonna get my life right with God. You know, before time is up. You know, I'm working on that. So I just say this, honey. Continue to tell people, because I'm not sure what you're used to in Portsmouth, but here in Greensboro, you're going to be joining the likes of this other chick that got HIV that's running around here passing this stuff along. And now I can guarantee you, when niggas catch a hold of her, it's going to be some smoke in the city. So you don't want to be in the number with her. Tell these men folk, you got that house, you got the bumpity bump, let them know, and give them that opportunity to choose whether or not they want to sleep with you. Don't take an opportunity away from them to be able to pass up on it. Because if it were me, my God, it would literally destroy me. I would be so depressed. I can imagine people who have, you know, far worse STDs, you know, when they find out. Because if I found out I had herpes, I would feel like my life is over. And I know you can still have longevity, you know, with this STD. But me personally, I would feel like a large part of me would have been taken prematurely, especially if I was not given an option, you know, whether or not I wanted to do it or not. So don't fool with the niggas in Greensboro like that, baby. Don't take they freedom like that. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to tell them that you do have, you know, herpes. Give them the option as to whether or not they want to have sex with you. Don't just be sleeping with them and not telling them as long as you use protection. Like, that shit's crazy as hell. What if he go down on you? Like, is that how guys get cold sores on their lips from herpes?
You're not really thinking about what you're saying when you're saying it's crazy as hell, because there's plenty of men and women who have sexual transmitted diseases and know about it and don't say shit and still have sex. So what I'm saying is, for this disease to be the one disease that you have to actually have a skin-to-skin contact with, it's not being dumb as hell if you don't alert somebody if the shit hasn't came through on your skin.
But what if it has? What if it has?
And that's what I said. If the shit has already came up on you, why in the fuck would you want to be having sex anyway?
Clearly, people have been doing it if everybody's catching herpes.
If you got these lesions and sores on you, why the fuck would you want to be having sex?
See, Ricardo Briggs, my nigga. Look, what I'm telling you is that clearly there are people out here that are doing it. How else would herpes be getting spread?
Clearly, so people are having sex with gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, trichinomas.
Well, we're talking about herpes here.
Exactly, but they're all STDs. They're all STDs. So it's not like you just gonna single out herpes, because we've had two or three callers that have mentioned they have herpes.
She rolled in, and it seems like herpes seems to be the epidemic here. You know, like,
yeah,
we've only run across one HIV, and the rest have been herpes. I mean, it seems like this This is an epidemic, and I'm wondering.
No, 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 no! Don't say that. Don't say that. Do you know what epidemic means? Don't say that.
Yes.
Like.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but
look,
epidemic
the,
means like world portions. Like, no, it's not. It's not.
It doesn't
disease,
have to. It does not have to be based on the world, Chad.
The disease is potent, but it's not epidemic. Everybody isn't walking around. I don't have herpes. Do you have herpes?
No.
Do you know Valentino? Do you have herpes?
I'm USDA grade A clean.
That's what I'm saying. It's not an epidemic. It's not an epidemic. We've just heard of three callers that has called in that's dealing with herpes, but it's not
but
an
listen,
epidemic.
Let me explain to you what epidemic means. Epidemic means a widespread occurrence of an infectious disease in a community at a particular time. It did not say worldwide at a particular time. It said in a community.
Herpes
so now,
isn't
would you
an
like
epidemic.
To? Would you? Okay.
It's not an
okay.
epidemic. It's not an epidemic.
Okay.
Trust me, it's
okay.
not an epidemic. If that was the
okay.
case, we all would have to be tested. We'd all would have to be quarantined. We'd all would have to be put on these different types of medications to try to stop the epidemic. It's not an epidemic. I mean,
okay.
I don't know how this young lady. I don't know how this young lady will have a sex. How many men do you know that she can mm-hmm. say, "Listen, I have herpes."
Mm-hmm.
I want to have sex with you. And they're going to say, cool, let's do it. Unless it's
hey.
A nasty motherfucking man that already has everything known to man inside of him, no real man is going to be like, okay, cool, no problem, baby, that's cool. Let's go do that. Yeah, you got herpes? Okay, cool. No real man. Is, so, I mean, she's going to forever need her toys, or she's going to forever need, KY jelly. I mean, like,
The man, come on! Just because she got herpes does not mean she don't get moist. You know, I think the cooter still works even if you know.
No, I mean the KY jelly for the toys. You know, most women
God.
Like to have it jelly.
Who needs
like
that?
Don't like to have it?
No, man, we come equipped with the witness.
Hold on, now that's another topic. Now that's another topic. Now every woman don't come equipped with the witness.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
then they broke. Something wrong with they broke them. Something is seriously wrong. Like, we're supposed to come. We like, females as a whole, in general, like, it should not take that you got to understand. Sometimes, you know, y'all jump right in it and want to, you know, jump right in the cooch. Y'all ain't lit no twat. Y'all ain't ate no groceries. Y'all ain't kissed us. Y'all ain't caressed us. Y'all have done none of that. And then you want to just jump and dive right in the cooch. Guess what? Look, sir, I'm going to need you to put your mouth on me. That's how we're going to get this started. That is how we're going to rock out. You're going to be able to see, you know, really how this works. But most females, and I thought all of them actually, come equipped with being able to get moist. You know, I didn't think that. Fortunately, I don't have a problem, so
a caller wrote in before we go on. A caller wrote in to me and said, there are a lot of people who don't know they have it, no symptoms at all. That's why you should always wrap it up. Respect yourself enough to protect yourself. And I totally agree with that. You know, if you know you have this disease, I mean, it's not a death disease, but it's a disease that's incurable. So if you know you have it, wrap it up.
But then that's almost kind of, that kind of contradicts what you said, because you said they get a burning sensation. So, you know, they're burning, but they're still sexing.
Well, I mean, now, like I said, what I read was the area where the lesions come in at is what's burning. It don't necessarily say the penis or the vagina is burning. It's the area where, you know, they're like bumps. The same cold sores that people have on their lips, these are the same lesions and sores that they have on their skin in their private areas. But they're just a little bit bigger. You got to see the pictures of this, because it's actually, the pictures make it look extremely gross. But when you read into this stuff, it's not as bad as most people think. It's just an incurable disease, so you can't cure it. But it doesn't say the penis or the vagina get a firing sensation. It's the areas where the lesions and the sores are is what caused the final sensation.
But you do know that you can get these sores on the actual penis and on the actual lips of the vagina, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so if
yes.
the pain is where the bumps are, why? I mean, it's
that,
so contradictory.
No, that's not a contradiction because that's only if you're getting those sores on your private. If you're not getting the sores on your private, then that particular part of your body is not burning. It's in most of these sores go on the people's legs and it go on their lower parts of their stomach. Inner thighs, lower parts of the stomach is where most of the lesions in the sores occur when an outbreak of herpes has occurred. That's where most of them occur. Now, it does say you could have those same sores and stuff on your penis, shaft, I'm assuming inside,
hey,
on the
hey,
vagina, clitoris.
Hold on, time out. Quick question. I've heard this a lot, and y'all can say I'm ignorant as hell for asking this question, but the only dumb question is the question you don't ask. At least that's what my teacher kept telling me in school until I kept asking a whole bunch of fucking questions. But look, what exactly is the shaft of a penis? Look, ain't no dumb question. Y'all better quit laughing at me. There's some more chicks out here who don't know what the actual shaft is.
It's just like you said.
It's actually what it is. I mean, you have the penis head, then the rest is the shaft. Like the actual length. That's what you want to call it. I mean, but it's the length of the penis. Like, you know, you have the head, then everything below the head, between the head and the nuts is the shaft.
We call that something different. I thought it was another part of the penis that I wasn't getting. So I was like,
what part did
you
think it was? What part? Niggas got an extra dick.
Look,
niggas got an extra dick, huh?
Nigga, we not gonna touch that because y'all niggas ain't no fucking damn come down on me. No, I will not answer that shit.
I thought it was a piece of the penis that I wasn't getting.
Yeah, nigga, where your shaft at?
All right, nigga, put this shaft. I want that shaft in me now. I want the shaft all up in me now. If you don't give me the shaft, I'm not fucking with you no more. He's going to be like, shit, I've been giving you the shaft.
Right. What the fuck you mean?
Or he going to think I'm saying he got a little winky.
Find yourself.
Man. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's what it is. Yeah.
Can we hashtag
okay.
that? Is that what we hashtagging? Is that
the
is it
hashtag
time for hashtag?
What's the hashtag tonight going to be?
Hashtag, give me the shaft.
Hell no, man. We can't say that shit.
Who can't?
Oh, that is
you can't.
That's all for the women.
Yeah,
that's all for the women.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, yeah, y'all don't say that shit. That probably ain't a good look. Okay, but listen, lady, do what you feel like you need to do, but you have, you know, two different opinions, so whatever you choose to do is, you know, what you choose to do. Okay. So let's move on to the next T. Next T says, Ree, I'm a man living a double life. I'm married with a beautiful wife and kids, yet I'm also in love with my girlfriend. Yes, I said girlfriend. Neither knows anything about the other. Damn. I spend my weekends with a girlfriend by telling my wife I'm making a business trip. Well, my girlfriend found out about my wife and wants me to break it off. I love them both and don't know what to do. Please help me. I'm not going to say that. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to just basically say this. You cannot possibly think that you were going to continue the relationship with both your girlfriend and your wife and not get caught, okay? And this is what happened. There's no way that I can help you out of this situation. The only thing that's going to help you is honesty. And you're going to have to be honest with your wife. You're going to have to explain to your wife, listen, I love her. You didn't say how long you were with the girlfriend, so I don't know. But apparently it was been some time for you to, you know, love her. My thing is be honest with your wife. Explain to her, listen, I love her. Because, see, the wife may just think that this is just some jump off shit. You're going to have to explain to her exactly what's going on, exactly what it is. Hey, I love her, and it's going to be harder than you think. If you want to stay with your wife and explain to her, it's going to be a little harder than you think for me to be able to just cut things off cold turkey with her. Now, if your wife is going to leave you and take half of your shit, then you better find a way to cut this side girl off cold turkey if you got a lot to lose. If you don't have a lot to lose, so be it. You know, take it how you want. But this definitely co-signs on what I was talking about on my Facebook page the other day, you know, about it being possible to love somebody but cheat on them. Definitely shows that that's possible. So, that's just my take, Sugar. Like, you can't, you up shit free. You in a world of trouble. So find a way to let your wife know that you are in love with your junk off, and let y'all two try to work it out. Like I said, if being with your wife is what you want to do. Because I know some dudes that have left their wives for they jump off. It is very possible. It fucking happens. So, Mr. Gino V, my brother, what is your take on this situation that with this man that's caught up in a terrible, terrible love triangle?
Shit. So, he got a girlfriend and a wife on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty damn much.
Oh,
pretty
man.
Damn much.
And he in love with the side
He's in love with both of them. But he's in love with both of them. You know, he said he got a wife and a family with them. So he's in love with both of the women.
And you know what, though? I'm going to tell you some crazy junk, though. Like people say sometimes, like, man, it's impossible for you to be in love with two people. And it's not. It's very possible. It can definitely be something that the other that your main chick ain't doing that the next chick is doing to perfection, and you fall in love with that. But then there's something that your main chick is doing to perfection that your side chick ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's how niggas get caught up sometimes. And be real, you know what I'm saying? So. The thing is that does he even know who he want to be with, basically?
He didn't say. It didn't say.
Yeah, I think he needs to, like, really think about it and figure out who he want to be with first. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because,
right.
Like, if he really love a side chick like that and he don't want to be with his wife, then he need to let his wife know straight up, you know what I'm saying, what it is. But if he want to be with his wife, then he definitely got to cut that side chick off straight up. But this is why I be so terrified of getting married. You know what I'm saying? Like, marriage ain't what it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't what it used to be. So I be terrified of that marriage shit. And then, like, I've seen, like, my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? They're like, man, I'm about to get married, bro. And I'm like, nigga, but you 25. You sure you want to do that? Hell yeah,
right,
man. I love her.
Right.
I love her. And the first chance he gets to get out that goddamn house, woo, nigga, I'm trying to tell you, boy, this bitch been getting on my goddamn nerves. Nigga, I'm about to get some pussy tonight. I'm like, nigga, I just told you. You know what I'm saying? But that's, like, it scares me now because you don't know what the fuck is what. But, I mean, old buddy basically just got to tell him, you know what I'm saying? He got to tell one of them what it is, you know what I'm saying, what he going to do, you know what I'm saying? Because that's serious, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to keep tagging a wife along, because I'm sure somebody out there that's been looking at your wife like, I'll tear her ass up. And then I'm sure somebody that's looking at your side piece like, I'll tear her ass up. You know what I'm saying? So don't drag both of them along, bro. Shut up.
Okay, well, Mr. Ricardo Briggs, sir. You know, what's your take on this?
I mean, you know, all I would tell this young man is, it's cheaper to keep her. Look, man,
hey, right.
Whatever the fuck you do, man, don't let your wife run your ass through the ringer, man. You know, that side piece shit was only supposed to be temporary, man. Your wife is going to run your ass down through the ringer if she find out what's going on. But I will say this. I mean, and it's so easy. Trust me, it's easy. It's very easy to have major it's very easy for your number two to become your number one in your heart, especially if things isn't going like they should be at home with your number one. It's very easy. We're human. We're human. So if anybody can say that this shit ain't supposed to be happening or it's wrong, then they don't understand the cycle of love. They don't understand what the fuck love is. When somebody can come into your life and completely give you everything that you thought you should have gotten at home, it's easy for you to fall in love with your number two. It's very easy because we're humans, and feelings and love and all that shit is an emotion. It's an emotion. It's just like crying, or it's just like goddamn laughter. It's an emotion. So if he hanging out with his number two, they having a good time, they laughing, the sex is amazing. She can talk to him, he can talk to her. It ain't no arguing. You know, they get together and just have a wonderful time. Why the fuck wouldn't he fall in love with that when he got to go back home to the opposite of everything that he's doing with number two? Why the fuck wouldn't he fall in love? But a lot of times, guys and women get in too deep with their wives and husbands that they already know to come out of this, it's going to be an uphill battle. Or we got kids. I don't want to leave her because we got kids. I want to be with my kids. I want to raise my kids. Or we didn't got this damn house, the house in both our names, goddamn cars in both our names. We got these bank accounts. All this shit going to be ran through the judicial system. So most people are saying, man, fuck it. I'm going to keep my at-home life going, and I'm going to keep my number two life going. And it's been doing for years. That's why I hate to hear people say, like Valentino said earlier, marriage ain't what it used to be. Oh, yes, the fuck it is. Marriage is exactly what it used to be because we know our uncles, we know our grandparents, some of our fathers that had second lives. They had second homes. You know, they was cheating back then. Like, cheating ain't nothing new. They was cheating back then. So, I mean, it's just that it's all in that person's mental. Me personally, I would say, listen, bae, my wife, listen, maybe things isn't going according like we wanted to. We've had a hell of a run. You know, let's depart from this marriage, but let's do it civil. Let's do it like adults. I'm going to still be there for my kids. If they have kids, you know, we'll still maintain these bills, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just happy with someone else. And a real woman may say, man, fuck that bitch. Who is that bitch? But when it all boils down to a great life, a real woman is going to say, well, if that's what you want, and if you want to be happy there, then there's no need for me to hold you here. Just like a real man would say that if a woman came about and said it. If she came out and told him, you know, she got a man. And that's another thing. Be very careful, man. Be very careful because these women aren't stupid by far. And she probably, most likely, already know you got something on the side. She probably already knows. So so don't you get upset and want to shoot a motherfucker if you find out she got something on the side. Hey, we both played the game. We both found out that we got feelings elsewhere. So now it's the proper time to depart from this marriage. And let's be adults about it because we only get one life to live. Why the fuck am I going to spend 20, 30, 40 years with somebody that I'm not happy with? We only get one life to live. You should be being happy should be your number one priority because when you're happy, everything falls into place. I can take care of my family happily. I can work happily. I can do extracurricular activities happy. But when I'm upset, everything is upset. When I'm mad because my wife ain't doing what she's supposed to do, everything is out of whack. Regardless of what I'm doing. So, man, I tell you what, me personally, bro, I hope you're listening because you're in a tough, tough situation. You're in a tough situation. Just be a man about it. Whatever you decide to do, just be a man about it. Please don't flaunt number two around number one. Please don't try to make number one look bad or, you know, disrespect her anyway. But be a man about it, man. You know, if you want to be with number two, shit, let number one know and be happy, man.
Hey, That's what it is. Shit. Well, you know, rarely do we have the pleasure of hearing Mr. C. Ricardo Bridge give it to us raw diggity like that from a man's perspective. But, sweetheart, since you got it, you better take that advice. You best believe my black ass was over here taking notes, okay? Hi, Uter. Yes.
I mean, so, you know, hey, it's life, though, y'all. You know, we only live one time.
Yeah, but I ain't screaming out YOLO. I mean, I understand. But at the same time, in a situation like this, the way you put it, if the relationship, if the marriage was so toxic or it wasn't going well to the point where he went outside of the marriage and found someone else, surely she knew that the marriage wasn't going like it was supposed to. And like you said, she probably had something else to the side, too. So as a real woman, if my man came to me, and I'm going to explain to you, and I don't mind putting it to you, this is my personal business. I am divorced. And when my husband, when he had something on the side and I found out, and I told him to cut her off, it's either your family and me or her. When this motherfucker sat there and looked me dead in my two beady ass eyes and told me, she cool, she, oh yeah, I got a little upset, let me, but when he told me, she cool, you know, she cool people, we just friends, you know, I ain't gonna stop being her friend because you don't like, I mean, she cool people, I mean, ain't nothing going on, we just cool, we just friends. When that fucking knucklehead nigga told me that shit, the good God above knows how to work with us. And literally, the moment he said that to me, I immediately fell out of love with him. Don't ask me how it happened. I don't know. But immediately, I fell out of love with him. And that is when I chose to go ahead and end everything. Because if you tell me you're not going to do something to save your family, I'm not going to hold you and bind you here. If you would rather have a friend than a wife and kids cook meal, somebody washing your drawers, somebody making sure, you know, we straight, bills is paid, money allocated the way it's supposed to. If you would rather choose a friend, quote-unquote friend, over all of these luxuries, then you can have it. I will not stand in your way. I will let you have exactly what it is that you are wanting. And that's what happened. So now I'm living the single life, and he can't question me about who I'm knocking down or who's at my house, you know, as long as they don't harm his kids. And now he wants to shoot himself in the face and the foot in that order. Guess what, homie? This divorce paper is a sign. I'm free. So totally get what you're saying when you say don't tie somebody down. If you don't want to be with me, baby, you don't want to be with me. If your mouth say you don't want to be with me just to show and prove, but your heart don't really mean it, I'm going to go with your mouth. I'm going to go with what your mouth say. So, sir, you just got a whole heap of knowledge, you know. Be safe in whatever it is that
I have another call in. Can I read her message, or her, him, whoever it is? I don't have a name to it, but they said that it's easy for him to fall in love with the side chick. Easy for her to give him everything he's not getting at home because she doesn't live with his ass and share the responsibilities of marriage. He just selfishly wants the cake and eat it too. Make a choice.
Yes. Yes, boo. Whoever wrote that, thank you.
I totally don't agree with that, but I don't agree with it. I can see where it's coming from. I can see where it's coming from, but I totally don't agree with that. I can see where it's coming from.
I agree. I mean, seriously, when you got a side piece, your side piece don't have to cook for you every night. You're not over your side piece house every night. They don't. Your side piece don't have to wash your drawers with the Cocoa Crispy stains in the goddamn on butt part. Your wife do. Your dang on side piece don't have to take the day. Some niggas don't know how to wipe good. They scared they're going to pinch their nuts or something. I don't know. Anywho, but the side piece ain't got to drop the kids off at daycare. Your wife do. Your side piece don't have to pay daycare bills while you and your wife go to work. Your wife do. Your gang on side piece ain't got to deal with your snoring like that because you can't spend the night over your side piece house because you got to be at home with your wife. Whoever wrote into that, I totally agree with you. Kudos for that. Very, very, very good point. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I totally don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it.
I totally don't agree with that.
Y'all suck. Look, we're going to move along to the next T because I see we ain't going to get nowhere. What's this? We not agreeing night tonight? Like, we normally
all agree on
the same
thing. No, it ain't that. Because what you got to understand is what we don't know is what he has to deal with at home. And what we don't know is what
his side piece is doing for him that's incomparable to what his wife is doing. You know, the side piece could be cooking for him. The side piece could be hearing him snore. Like all that shit that you mentioned, the side piece could definitely be doing that. You know, you just don't fall in love. I keep trying to tell people, you just don't fall in love with somebody strictly because of sex. It's way more than just fucking when you put love into play. So you really don't know what the side piece is doing. You really don't.
My mom told one of my cousins, because she's one of them hot tempered females or whatever, and is good looking, got it together, keep it together, and all that shit. But she degrades her man so bad. That's one of the number one things you cannot do to a nigga is goddamn take his fucking pride and make him feel less of a man. You cannot do that. So you don't know if that's some shit he dealing with or like shit like that will make a motherfucker be like, man, you know what? I'm so sick of this bitch. I'm going to kill her tonight.
Don't kill her.
Either I kill her ass or I'm cheating tonight. Something got to happen. One or the other. But at the same time, like, you got to understand, like, you don't know. Just like if you got a man, Lady Shamar, and you come home and you like, babe, listen, I got such and such such and going on. It's popping off of my guy. And he like, why you put them goddamn clothes on like that? That shit looks terrible. Look at your hair. It just looks terrible. Like, you're going to be like, are you fucking serious? Then you be like, I mean, the nigga might be like, you ain't got no damn titties. You ain't got no ass. And you be like, I always thought I had ass. You're going to be walking around forever thinking you ain't got no titties, you ain't got no ass, and you're ugly as shit. You cannot do that to women, just like you can't make a man feel less of a man. So, you know, I mean, you never know what that nigga dealing with over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just don't know. That's why I can't agree with
you. And I mean, honestly, like, you know, I got a lot of married friends, and I'm not trying to throw nobody under the bus or nothing, but trust me when I tell you, a lot of the married friends that I have, they're better off being single men with the shit that they have to deal with at home and then having to go behind their wives' backs just to have some comfortability, just to be able to say, yo, when I'm with you, I can relax. Listen, I was married at 21. I got married at 21. And for the first 6 months, my marriage was unbelievable, unbelievable. But just as sure as that first year came about, my marriage went to fucking shit. And the reason why it went to shit because my ex-wife got very comfortable in being an outside wife. She got very comfortable with everybody saying, oh, you married? Yeah, girl, I'm married, blah, 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 blah. But you ain't doing what the fuck you supposed to do as a wife. So that's how shit get twisted. So I'm almost certain this young man didn't just go out seeking ass. I'm almost certain something took place within his marriage to make him say, you know what? I'm going to go find whatever I'm looking for at home. I'm going to go find it somewhere else. I'm almost sure. I could be wrong. He could be just a pussy getting ass nigga and just can't restrain from other ass. But I'm almost certain something took place at home that would make him say, yo, I got to find it somewhere else.
Okay. Well, all right. Look, that's that tea. That's that tea. Because we definitely had to apply old marriages that didn't work. So we just definitely time to move on to the next tea. Okay, now, this tea, while you guys are doing your discussion, I kind of briefly skimmed over the next tea. I do want to brace you guys that this next tea will probably make, if not you, because it did make me a tad bit upset. This tea will, if it doesn't make you upset, you guys, my panel, it may make some of our listeners who are streaming live dialed in a little upset. So just brace yourselves, and we're going to read the tea, and we're going to be respectful and mannerable when we answer these, this particular tea.
Right.
So we must remain respectful and mannerable on this tea. So here goes. Read. hey, I'm a white male who can't stand black. For one, you guys all complain about what's not going
on. I'm
good
not gonna
for
be respectful.
You
I'm
have,
not
you,
gonna
you
be respectful.
Have,
I'm telling you right now.
You,
I am not gonna
listen,
be respectful.
Listen,
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, do not call on me. I'm not going to be respectful. I'm telling you.
I won't call on you guys, so I will read the tea and I will answer the tea because I'm going to be respectful of this man who's written into the tea. So, read. Hey, I'm a white male who can't stand black. For one, you guys all complain about what's not going good for you. You have multiple kids and all are on welfare. Your women twerk and do things that would embarrass their fathers. Your men, oh, Lord, that's too long, and your men, oh, Lord, that's too long of a story. My question is, when will you all do better as a race? So I will answer that question because I will be respectful, and that is just what we do here at the Seaward Race. My opinion on this and my answer to this question is, fuck you, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you talking to? You know how many raggedy-ass motherfucking white people I see fucking working? You know how many fucking white people I see down there on fucking welfare?
Bitch.
Do you know how many motherfucking white young motherfuckers I see running around here with a whole bunch of motherfucking kids?
Bitch.
Well, I'm trying to get, look, my fucking EBT connect is a white bitch. Now what?
Bitch.
Now what? It ain't a fucking black girl. Fuck out of here. I thank you, your punk ass, for tuning in to the tea with motherfucking Reed. Make sure you buy your tea online, motherfucking cocksucker. How about that shit?
Bitch.
Now, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, would you like to answer the question for this gentleman?
Yeah, I definitely want to answer the question because obviously this is a coward-ass dude. He's a coward motherfucker that you got to ask these type of questions through a phone line or through a website. Your bitch ass ain't got the heart to ask these motherfucking questions man-to-man, face-to-face, because you know you probably get your fucking teeth knocked out. But let me enlighten
yes, sir.
You on something, you dumb motherfucker. There's more Caucasians on welfare than any motherfucking
yes.
race in this country, you stupid bitch. There's more white people on Obamacare than fucking race of people
yes.
in this country, dumbass. You dumb fuck.
Yes.
Y'all still living in the fucking trailer parks, you stupid fucker. Most of y'all don't even have electricity. So you mad because we decided to take the offers that we was given to try to better our lives? True indeed. There's a lot of black people who mismanage and misuse a lot of our social services. But you dumb fuck, don't you think for one moment that white people don't do the same shit? And then let me enlighten you on something else, motherfucker. We have unity in our community. It may not look like it because all you motherfuckers want to see is the bad in what we do. But we ain't shooting up no goddamn schools. We ain't shooting up no goddamn churches. We ain't shooting up no motherfucking movie theaters. And we ain't fucking our sisters and our brothers and our mamas and our grandmas, you dumb motherfucker. Let me tell you something. Whoever the fuck you is, you better stay the fuck away from as many black people as you possibly can. Because if I ever find out who the fuck you is, me and you going to have a sit-down conversation together, you bitch-ass motherfucker.
Damn right. Shit. Look, and then you got the nerve to let me know who the fuck you are because you didn't send this message through somebody else. You directly inboxed me this shit. You know what?
Dumbass
motherfucker. I literally should tell everybody who the fuck you are so somebody can knock your motherfucking teeth straight down your damn throat. If you think
don't
the black
it.
Community
don't tell it,
cause
we'll get a lawsuit.
Nothing,
don't tell it. He probably second for a lawsuit. Don't tell it. His bitch ass probably second for a lawsuit.
He not going to fucking survive the beatdown to fucking spend that damn cash. How about that shit? Okay? My thing is this. You have to be an ignorant-ass person to sit back and say, y'all need to go back to Africa. Y'all motherfuckers on welfare. Y'all be twerking and doing all that. Like, seriously, have you taken the time to stop and look at what the fuck the white people are doing in America? We're not paying y'all motherfuckers no mind. We are so important to y'all motherfuckers that even y'all police officers, half of y'all motherfuckers are rogue that y'all come looking for us. We don't pay y'all. Y'all are the reason that the fucking gun permit rates have fucking increased in the last 6 months. Do the fucking damn math. Check your statistics. Look to see how many black people have actually legally got firearm permits and concealed carry fucking permits. We're not playing around with y'all white. I'm going to tell you like this. Run up and get done up. Run up on my motherfucking ass if you fucking want to. You
this
can get your sister,
running up on
your
nobody.
Brother. It don't fucking matter. I got 10 goddamn old bullets in a goddamn old clip, one in the chamber, and a motherfucking extra clip. Come forward.
That coward ain't running
play,
up on nobody.
I don't play with this shit. This makes no sense. And I'm going to tell you like this. I was brought up never to trust white people. That is the way I was brought up. White people will turn around, smile in your fucking face, and this is when it comes to work. White people will smile in your fucking face, but white people dick you on paper. That is how they get you the fuck out. I was always taught white people ain't got to like each other, but the motherfuckers will come together to throw you out of your position, and once you're fired, then they will go back to not liking each other again. I choose not to base my life on that shit, but when I get dumbass shit like this, it makes me really, really, really loathe some of y'all motherfuckers. And all the shit that's going on in the world, I start to see all of my white friends on Facebook comment and post shit, and it's really letting me see their true colors. Really letting me see their true colors. Sir, take the time to do the research. It is more of y'all on the system than it is us. We make too much fucking money. Y'all niggas don't. So what's that tell you? We working. What the fuck? Y'all
it don't
doing?
Even matter. It don't even matter if we making more money or not. The motherfuckers always find a way to deny us the benefits that they find ways to give to the Caucasian race. You know, I know people that work jobs but really don't make enough money to make ends meet, and who will go and
right.
try to get temporary assistance and can't even get it. But then I know white people who just completely sit on their ass and get whatever the fuck they want. But see, they don't talk about
mm-hmm.
that. But you know, it's common knowledge. It's common knowledge.
Right.
In any vicinity in this country, white people outnumber black people all the way around. So common sense would tell this ignorant motherfucker that there are more of them on the welfare system than it is us. Y'all outnumber us in the population, dumbass. So, I mean, but like I said, he's ignorant, so he really don't know any better, because all he's doing is seeing what media gives everybody else. This is what media gives everybody else. They keep us on the fucking internet twerking. They keep us on the fucking internet fighting. This is what they glorify. This is what they glorify, because this is how they keep us looking like animals. This is how they keep us looking like the bad people. That's why I've always told people that I fuck with, that I deal with, stop posting them fucking fight videos on the internet, because that shit goes globally. So all over the world, people are looking at us like fucking animals. Stop posting them goddamn mm-hmm. twerk videos all in the club. Motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
naked all on the ground, shaking their ass, because the shit goes globally. So once it's uploaded to the internet, motherfuckers all over the world wide web watches this shit. And then you have stupid motherfuckers like this ignorant ass dude that actually think this is what all black people do. Because this is what media is giving these ignorant motherfuckers. You know, they're not telling y'all that the white girls twerking just as much as the black girls.
Yes, they
right
are.
Somewhere in this motherfucking country, Miley Cyrus is twerking. At this very motherfucking moment, Miley Cyrus is twerking right now.
With a tongue hanging out
her mouth.
But they
ain't talking about that. But they ain't talking about that, because that's not news. It's always the bad shit that black people do. You see it daily. This punk motherfucker went in the church and killed 9 people. They talked about it for a week. We don't even hear about it no more. We don't know where the fuck
right.
this motherfucker is. We don't know if he's still in jail. We don't know if this motherfucker's sitting at home. They do it all the time. The police officer shot the man in the back as he was running away. They talked about it for a week. We don't hear about it no more. The motherfucker that ran up in the movie theater in Colorado killed all these people. They talked about it for a week. I just heard something about this stupid motherfucker today that he was found guilty. Duh, motherfucker. Why would you be reporting he was found guilty? Why don't you report what he's about? Is he facing the death penalty? Are y'all going to put this motherfucker to death? But they don't talk about shit like that. It's always the shit that black people are doing. It's media.
Mm-hmm.
It's media. And until we can turn the tables on media, these white people are going to always look at us like that. They're going to always look at us like that.
Genome V, is there something you want to say about this, sir?
Boy, I tell you what. You old pussy ass, fuck face ass. Man, look, let me tell you something. I can't stand motherfuckers like this right here. And then he said, did you not fucking know that this is an all black panel, you dumb bitch? What type of shit is this? Where the fuck would you go? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then what? Then what's pissing me the fuck off even more is that, and this shit seems like it's all black people. Like this is
right,
look, man. I got white friends cool as a motherfucking fan. They ain't never disrespecting me. I ain't never disrespecting them, straight up. But this motherfucker right here would be one of the ones that if I even caught walking anywhere saying anything, being funny, if I even knew who the fuck he was, I'd probably spin his goddamn head off his fucking shoulders just off of this fucking comment he just made, you dumb bitch. I do 30 days. I don't care about none of that shit, you dumb fuck.
Honestly,
I can't even beat Gino right now. I'm so fucking mad. That's some
but listen, Valentino.
Shit.
Valentino, listen. He actually accomplished what he set out to do. He got an angry, hostile reaction from all three of us. Now all he's going to say is, I told you.
Look, I was
I
right.
Told you.
Right.
That's what they do. I told you that's
I was
what they
thinking
do.
About that.
I
okay.
told you that's what
okay.
they do. But think
okay.
about it. Think about it, though. Think about it. If I was to see him, I'm going to tell him how I feel, and I'm wishing that his reaction would turn violent, and that would give me a legal excuse to beat the brakes off his ass. That would give me – see, that's what we have to do as a community, y'all. At all times, we have to stay – on top of our legal issues. Just right now, like everybody, and I'm almost certain 90% of the people that's listening would love to put foot in his ass, but it has to be done a legal way, because all it will do if we do it illegally is get us a court case, get us on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this young man only called in to a blog radio show to ask a question, and those blacks, they jumped all over him. He done
mm-hmm. You're fucking right.
He accomplished exactly what he set out to do. He accomplished exactly what he set out to do because he got the reaction that he was hoping for. But what I tell you is this. Me, comedian Lady Shamar, and Gino V, we know well lots of black attorneys, lots of
yep.
black doctors. We know
yep.
lots of black politicians. We actually have an African-American congressman that stays on the line with us almost every week. So
yep.
to this idiot that called in and got the response that he was looking for, we applaud Joe. We applaud Joe's effort to get us riled up, because all you did was, if anybody had any inkling that racism was over with, he just proved to you that you're walking amongst racists everywhere you go. He just proved
yeah.
that to you. But all I say is, like Lady Shamar said, go get that goddamn gun permit. Go get trained
mm-hmm.
in using your firearm. Stay up at
yep.
calibers popping off at them goddamn targets, because, listen,
yep.
these motherfuckers are out for us. And it,
mm-hmm.
in the same way all black people aren't bad, all white people aren't racist. But there's enough of the motherfuckers that really, really are out for us. They're out for us.
Mm.
I tell my sons
right.
all the time, black America is on the – we're on the hunt. We're on the hunt, and these motherfuckers are hunting us, and we're the prey. And they want to see us dead or in prison. That's why the majority of white America want to see us, dead or in prison. This motherfucker, he done what he set out to do. I applaud you for getting the reaction that you wanted, punk ass. I applaud you.
Can I finish?
You better hope she don't tell us who the fuck you is.
Hey,
mm.
hey, can I finish?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Fuck you, motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you some real shit, too. Nigga, don't walk on the south side, nigga. The shit's going to happen for you. Straight up, you pussy bitch. You punk-ass motherfucker.
He'd never be caught.
I don't play that
he'd
shit,
never
nigga.
Be caught.
You pussy-ass motherfucker. You can kiss my whole ass, you fuck-face-ass bitch. Stupid
yeah,
bitch.
That...
Fuck-ass nigga. Fuck ass, racist ass, pussy ass, motherfucker.
You know you all right. You know you all right.
You got that, bro?
Nah.
You got that, bro?
Fucking pussy, bitch ass, fuck ass, pussy, motherfucker ass, bitch.
Stupid. Oh, okay.
I'm glad you called fucking blog radio too, motherfucker. Like a kick, I can cuss all the fuck out. Your pussy, bitch ass, motherfucker ass. Pussy bitch.
Oh,
you won't say that shit in my goddamn face. I'll motherfucking Mike Tyson your ass. I'm done. I'm out.
Okay, look, we're going to jump to the next team because clearly this would have made us upset. Okay, here's the next team.
Hold on, Lady Tamar. Did we have anybody that hit number one on that one?
Nobody said anything. I think they're just as much as upset about this thing as we are. So
right.
And they've been responding on Facebook, like our good friend Aaron Netflix. Yeah, he went in, and Miss Boone did too. Like people are really
right.
upset
right.
about
right.
that particular team. So you know what
right.
we're not going to do is incite a riot. You know, because that's
right.
a charge. So
right.
what we're going
right.
to do
well,
is
I got along. I got a caller. Hold on. I got a caller. That last question was nothing but the devil trying to destroy a good thing. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
Okay. Here's the next T. I am recently unemployed and haven't told my wife. I'm the breadwinner and my wife isn't. I'm afraid to tell her because I don't want her to feel I let her down as a man. I know it may not seem like a serious question, but I just need you all's help on how to handle this.
Read
well, y'all don't
again,
get quiet. The man lost his job. He is the breadwinner. His wife does not know that he's unemployed. How does he go about telling her?
Tell her he lost her job, man. You know what I'm saying? Either she gonna be like, listen, babe, it's all right, we're gonna figure this shit out, or she gonna goddamn come down on your ass. If she come down on your ass, then you already know what the fuck you gotta do. Straight up. And maybe I'm just being a little raw about this shit because I'm pissed off about that last motherfucker. But, hey, bro, keep your goddamn head up. You gonna find another goddamn job. The shit gonna happen for you. And then, matter of fact, it's going to be even motherfucking better. You're going to be all right, bro. Keep your head up, though. But, I mean, tell her. Just straight up be like, hey, look, I lost my goddamn job today. And I need your help. She's going to either ride or she's not. Straight up, she's either going to ride or she's not. But you got to tell her, though, bro. Don't be getting up in the morning and going to work like you got a job. You ain't got a job.
Right,
but
that's
going to
make it worse. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Man, just tell him, man. Straight up, man. Because I can tell the way he, you know what I'm saying? I can tell the way he wrote it. He just like, man, I don't know what to fucking do. I'm always the one that got the money. You know what I'm saying? And
it sounds like his wife is the ass kisser. I mean, the ass kicker of the two.
Yeah.
So I can
yeah.
understand. Me personally, I don't know. I'm going to tell you like this. When my ex-husband came to me and told me that he was getting out of the Marine Corps, that fucked with me because that was our income. You know, you gave me the option to work from home and not work because you would take care of us, but then you getting out. Who does that? Like, I can't function, you know. So I know how it is coming from a woman who has gotten that type of, you know, response from her spouse. That shit is like death because you got to understand, to us women, a lot of times being able to brag to say that our husband works here and there, you know, it gives us some type of gratification. So if you are going to, you know, I don't know if you can say whether or not you got fired or you quit. You know, I noticed how you left that part out, but it's cool. I rock with it anyway. But, you know, it hurts us because now we're starting to think about all them damn purses that we're going to have to take back to Macy's and get the money back because now we're going to fall on hard times, you know. And then, you know, we also have to then think about the fact that we may have to be embarrassed while we go down to social services and ask for help. Because if you don't find a job that's comparable to the one that you lost and do that quickly, then your family, your household is going to start suffering. And that then is going to bring about a whole bunch of other issues because the last thing a black woman wants to do is to be embarrassed. She's receptive and she can deal with that. It's no guarantee. I don't know your wife. You know, if I knew your wife, then I could probably say, oh, man, you know, she gonna hold you down. But, you know, I used to do that when I was married. Them days is over. If dude I'm messing with ain't got no source of income, guess what, homie? I'm out. I'm going to be like Shark Tank. I'm out. Shit, I'm out. Because I'm not going to carry you. I'm not going to take care of you. I'm just not going to do it. And that, now if I was, now I don't want everybody to think I'm shallow. Let me fix that. If you had a job when I met you, then, you know, I may be able to stick around and, you know, work through some things with you. But if you ain't got no job and you're trying to meet me, man, listen, ain't shit popping off. Ain't nothing popping off. And that's just my take. So, baby doll, sit her down. Hopefully she's the type of wife that can understand. And I hope you have not recently made a big purchase on something. Because if you have, you're going to have to hear that from her mouth for a long, long, long time. So, sir, sit her down, talk to her. We're typically reasonable. We understand, and we're able to work through that. But don't get cocky with it. Don't say nothing like, well, I've been holding us down for this and that amount of time. You should know technically a woman ain't supposed to work. Her man is supposed to work and provide for them. She's supposed to be at home taking care of them babies and keeping your house together. So, Mr. Gino B., what's your take on this, sir?
Yeah, I think I already spoke, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. T. Ricardo Briggs, please forgive me. Please forgive me, brother.
No, it's all right. It's all right, because I got some shit for your ass on this one.
Oh, Lord. T. Ricardo Briggs, my nigga.
Okay, all right. You're goddamn right. Now, let me tell you something, young man. This is the reason why marriage is nowhere in my fucking future. Because when you start marrying women who are more concerned and who are more worried about where the fuck a dollar bill is coming from, instead of helping me and uplifting me and let's get back on track to where we need to be, yo, this shit is not for me. I'll do it by my goddamn self. If you can't sit your wife down and say, babe, listen, I lost my job. I was fired. I was laid off. Give me some time. Let's do what we got to do. If we got to return that big motherfucking purchase, we just got to return it in order to maintain house and home, in order to keep food on the table. If we got to turn them goddamn pocketbooks back in, let's do what we got to do. I promise you, I'm going to get back on top, and we'll be able to get everything back plus some. I don't want no fucking woman that's going to be that way. If I can't go to my wife, my fucking wife, who stood there before that preacher and said, I will love this man through sickness and health, through better or for worse, till death do us part. And if I can't go to her and tell her what the fuck just took place and she not be acceptable to it and let us both come together to make this thing work, I do not want no fucking woman like that. That's why the fuck I don't view marriage the way a lot of people view it, because a lot of women can be some selfish motherfuckers. If this man go to his wife, the one who they stood before their preacher and their God to make these fucking vows, and he can't tell her that he no longer have a job for the moment, I'm going to get back out there in the game, baby. Give me some time. Listen, what can you do? What can I do? What can we do together to maintain food, to maintain this rent, to maintain this mortgage? What you help me, give me some ideas. Let's work together. Let's make this shit work. I'll find another job, baby. I'll find another job. A lot of times losing a fucking job is a big sign that you should have been doing something that you wanted to do from the jump to make your sources of income. A lot of times being restricted to somebody else's time clock, being restricted to somebody else's lunch hours, checkout, and breaking shit, that shit is horrible. So to have to lose that and then don't have your wife on your side, man, please. Fuck
but
that.
Now this is the question.
If you can't talk to your wife, because everybody making it a big fucking issue that it's his fucking wife. If you can't talk to your wife and she not understand, get the fuck out from around that woman, man. Get the fuck out from around her. Go live with one of your homeboys. Go live with somebody that's close to you, and you get yourself together. Because as your wife, she should be able to understand. Shit happens. We can get past this. We made those vows that we could get past this shit, man. We can get past it. Man, if you can't go to your wife and talk to her and she not understand, I sure hope you listening. Get the fuck out from around that woman, please.
So this is my thing, and let's be hypothetical here, you know, because this shit could happen. It could happen. What if? Now, this man didn't tell us what he got fired for, but what if this man was fired because he didn't pass a drug test? he tested positive for cocaine, or he came to work drunk, and these are the same things that his wife has been telling him that he needs to stop doing.
And
what?
She married him. She married him.
Man,
he made,
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I don't view marriage the way a lot of y'all view marriage, because the vows plainly say, mention health. Drug is a sickness through sickness and health.
No, that's an ignorance.
That's a sickness. Drug abuse is a sickness. It's a sickness.
New.
It's known worldwide. A lot of people get on drugs and have a very, very hard time getting off. Like, who the fuck really wants to be a crackhead? Who wants to be a heroin addict? Most of them get on because they're going through some shit. They couldn't help it. They needed that high and just couldn't shake it. But I never
went through some shit in life and was like, oh, God, I'm finna get put out of my house. Let me go smoke crack.
Right.
I've never thought of that shit. People get on drugs.
Exactly.
People get on drugs when things are going good because they don't believe that they will become an addict.
No, that's so not the case. You haven't been through an issue where you felt like drugs was an escape goat. You haven't. But most people that get on drugs, it's an escape goat. I lost my job. I lost my kid. I lost my car. I got AIDS. Most people get on drugs because of bad situations that take place. And then, again, if this man and this woman stood before a preacher, stood before a minister, and took those vows, the fucking money, the goddamn, the fucking bags and these big purses, none of that shit should matter because they took those vows. Don't you know, honestly, it is a sin to divorce? Honestly, it is a sin to remarry. All that shit is a sin. That's why it said, to death us do part. You're supposed to die as that being your husband or that being your wife. If one go before the other, you are not supposed to remarry. So why the fuck would
you can if one die before?
No, you can't.
You can remarry if one die.
No,
Sam,
you
what
can't.
Bible you read?
No, you can't. That shit is a sin. You are not supposed to remarry. Death do us part. You are not supposed to remarry. And you better talk to the older Christians who know this Bible thing. You are not supposed to remarry. People do it. I mean, shit. Who follows the Bible like they supposed to? But you are not supposed to remarry.
My mama.
You are not supposed to remarry. You are not supposed to get a divorce. So if the motherfucker got fired for smoking crack, she is his wife. She's supposed to stand by his side. She's supposed to be there for him. Vice versa. If something took place in her life and she got on drugs or if she got fell into a hard time, he's supposed to stand by her because biblically, you're supposed to build each other up in a marriage. One can't
agree.
And you still stay up. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
and
I just had this conversation with someone today. Someone called me in regards to something that they were going through, and I explained to them, if that is the case, your struggle is supposed to match his struggle. You ain't supposed to be struggling any better than him. There is never a chance and a possibility in a marriage, in a relationship, where one person is doing better than you. If you are the husband, if you are the man in the marriage or the relationship, you're supposed to look out for your girl. If you're the woman in the marriage and the relationship and you chose to be with this dude, you know, and he's going through something, y'all supposed to be going through it together. He ain't supposed to be struggling and you sitting there looking at him like, whatever. I do a whole lot of joking about this topic simply because I'm not bitter that my marriage ended. I am perfectly fine about it, but at the end of the day, I know that marriage is not for me. I know that right
now
at this point in time in my life.
I totally agree.
Shut up, nigga.
No, I'm saying for me, too. I totally agree with you for me, too.
Yeah, at this point in time in my life, I'm going to be honest. I am having a ball. I am having the time of my life. Do you understand? Stuff that I'm not going to say I couldn't do because even when I was married, you're not going to run me. You're not going to control me. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. Now, I may tell you that I'm going to go out with the girls, but I'm not going to ask you, can I go out with my homegirls? Fuck I look like. I'm going out with the girls. I'll let you when I get back. You know, and it ain't nothing that you can say about that shit. But I don't want to have to feel like I'm hurting someone's feelings because I'm not asking them because they're the man. No, I want to live my life. I want to, you know, especially with my kids being with their dad for the summer and all that, like literally I want to be able to leave out the house at 10 at night, and if I don't feel like coming back in this mug to like 6 or 7 the next morning or even hotel checkout times for the next day, I want to do that and not have to feel like, oh, God, I got to answer to somebody or something. That's not what I want. And so that's why I say marriage is not for me. You know, I salute all of the people who have stuck it out and made that work. I mean, marriage is definitely a task. So salute to all of you who have made it through and made it look so easy. A bitch like me gave up. So, you know, salute. But, guys, it is officially 3 minutes left of the show. Y'all know how we do each and every show. When it comes down to the time, we tell y'all where y'all can find us at, where you can see us at. Hell, if we said something tonight that you didn't like, if you want to find us and come out and meet us and punch us in the damn face, we're going to tell you where we're going to be at. Now, I would not advise it or recommend it.
Don't do that.
But, hey.
Don't do that.
But, hey, you know, or if you even enjoyed the things that we discussed on tonight, you know, and you want to say, hey, look, good show. I enjoyed you guys. Or, hey, you just want to come chill out and hang with us because I feel like we are just such cool people. Hey, we want to hang with you, too. So, on the 28th of July, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, my nigga, and yours truly, Lady Shamar, Gatsby Smile Entertainment, we will be at Carolina Cantina and Q. It is located at 1912 East Florida Street. We will be playing pool. Yes, yes, yes. We got a nice little pool tournament going on, and we are going to be sick with it. Like, literally, there's cash prize for the winner. We are having a category for women who want to play pool, and we're having a category for men who want to play pool. Now, I've already gotten the word from a couple of my male pool sharks, that they definitely going to be in the building for this one. So this is a grown folks event that you definitely do not want to miss because it will go down. It is the 28th of July. Do make sure that you put that on your calendar. We'll make sure that we keep you posted and updated on that. We would love to see y'all there. I would tell y'all about my shows, but all my shows this weekend and next weekend are out of Greensboro, you know, and some people probably won't even drive. But, you know, as always, I am available for bookings. Do definitely check me out on Facebook. Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, my nigga, anything that you want to say to the people before we go off the air?
Yeah. Catch us tomorrow night at Churchill's. Everybody's little sister, Raven, will be doing her Churchill's debut show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Y'all come check her out. She's a very humble, very, very humble young lady.
Yes.
She loves this music thing. I just found out today that the GTS crew has signed her for management.
Yes.
Big shout out to Lady Shamar. They picked up an extraordinary artist. Don't forget, next Friday, July 24th, Three Stacks is back at Churchill's with the Summertime Fine live entertainment. We going in. It's the 24th. It's a lot of people celebrating a birthday that night, so it's going to be crazy. The 31st, Three Stacks will be in Danville, VA, with DJ Adam T over at his new restaurant. It's called
Adam
T.
Adam T.
He's performing over there. Yeah, big Adam T, man. Yeah. We're going to have a good time. Y'all already know, man. But I'm mostly looking forward to the $2 Tuesdays, the pool night, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling y'all, I'm nice. I whooped Lady Shamar ass the other day. She don't want to
shut
kill
up.
People, but I
man,
told her.
Man, please, you won one, I won one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
but,
fix that.
You know,
yeah.
$2 Tuesday is going to be crazy, man. I'm telling y'all, man, the ladies already talking about it. They said they're coming out in miniskirts and shit because they don't know how to play pool.
I know I will.
Great distraction. They said they're a great distraction. So, fellas, I'm telling y'all, $2 Tuesdays, man. If anybody on the line know anything about that Florida Street Pool Hall, whatever you knew bad about it, trust me, it's no longer. They under new management.
No longer.
New people got it.
Sir.
It looks great on the inside. Trust
yes.
me, we're going to keep it grown, we're going to keep it sexy, we're going to keep it safe. You'll be able to come out,
exactly.
You'll be able to have a good time, security will be enforced. Anybody that knows anything about the old Florida State Pool Hall, erase it from your memory. Trust me, we're going to have a great time, we're going to do it, we're going to have it big, and we all taking our ass home at the end of the night safely. I love y'all.
Yes, sir. We love y'all, and we thank y'all for tuning in. We will catch y'all on Tuesday. Well, we will definitely be here Tuesday for the T with Ree. I hope we don't get no more of those type of callers like we had tonight. But, we thank y'all for tuning in, streaming live, all of our callers, all of y'all, because there's a lot of y'all tonight. We thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. And, as always, go ahead and make sure you order your coffee and your tea. And pinkies up.
Pinkies up.